We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Ah, yes, free-for-all Friday. The Ingles Advantage talk line is 800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. One thing I'm putting out there is if you guys would like for me to try to do some sort of an event, an outdoor shooting event in the upstate of South Carolina, let me know in the text on the text line. If you would, I'll try to figure something out. Maybe one day you know what? We're going to do it whether we get back to normal or anything. On the text line, hey, Bill, I'm a CWB holder and runner, also of African descent. If they had a road up on me, I would have defended myself with the tool on my person. Well, I carry a gun everywhere too, brother. And let me tell you something. If you are of African descent, great. Welcome to America. If you're not, you're an American, okay? And it doesn't matter your pigmentation. As far as I'm concerned, you're an American. Just had to get that off my chest. Let's go to the phones. Chris in Greenville. Yes, sir.
Hey, Bill, how you doing?
I'm doing very good. What can I do for you today, sir?
Yeah, hey, you were talking top of the last hour about this case in Georgia, and
yeah.
Since I'm always skeptical of the media anyway, it never seems like on the face of everything is what they say it is. But I heard yesterday that the guy who videotaped the, I guess, pursuit,
yeah.
And then the shooting of this guy was charged with murder also.
Well, he was actually the pursuer, you know. There was no car between him and Arbery. And if you look at it. Now, the one thing I wonder about this, if I was running away from a crime, I wouldn't be running in the middle of the street. I'd be cutting through yards, wouldn't you?
Sure, yeah. I mean, and that's why a lot of stuff doesn't make sense, but... I just heard briefly about this guy who videotaped it, and I didn't think it was the father or son who were in the truck that, as of now, committed the crime, allegedly.
Well, the videotaper and the father and son, I think they knew each other. There's a lot of things. It's a very strange circumstance. It's really bad that this got swept under the rug for 8 weeks. This is really bad. And I'm just going by the video. The guy saw the son on the ground with a shotgun, and he went around to avoid the son. And, you know, you can't really tell because the truck's in the way. But my supposition based upon this, and that's a bad thing to do in this case, but my supposition is that the son went around because he went around the truck. And then we hear a shot. We see them going by wrestling for the weapon. We hear another shot. Then they come back into frame. And then we hear the last shot, and then Arbery is mortally wounded, and he falls to the ground. And I don't see anybody rushing to him to give him first aid. And then their daughter, because she listens to a lot of true crime podcasts, takes a picture and posts it online of Arbery dead. Now, that must have been a very interesting household to live in. But whatever it is, it's not for me to judge. These guys have done the one thing you don't do in self-defense. You don't do that.
Absolutely. Track somebody down and shoot them while they're running.
You do not. I mean, listen, if somebody comes up to me and they kill one person and then they're coming to me, when they see my weapon come up, if they try to take off, then I'm probably going to cap them anyway because they're dangerous. I'm probably going to take care of that. If I have firsthand knowledge, if I just witness something like that, I'll take my chances. I'm not going to sit back there and live with the idea that I might have let a monster go. But I mean,
I don't want to go to jail forever because somebody stole a hammer.
Yeah. It's a very narrow set of circumstances where you can chase somebody down. If somebody comes at you and tries to stab you to death, and then they're running at a bus full of orphans with Molotov cocktails in both hands, feel free to, you know, put a little stitch, a little design in the back of their shirt. Feel free to do that, because they're obviously a very dangerous thing. But you know, it's a very narrow description of what you can actually do with that. It's not something that it's not for the faint of heart. I'll put it that way. But, you know, then again, 6,000 times, 6,000, 7,000 times a day, people stop crimes with guns.
Absolutely. And
pure fact.
It's unfortunate that
they... Did we lose him? Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you. I appreciate the call. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, I know that guy. You know, if the guy was not doing anything other than videoing, then he should have... if he was just there to video this and he's, you know, he doesn't know what these guys are going to do, why isn't he calling 911? Why didn't they call 911? They could have followed him and surveilled him and said, here's the guy here, go get him. McMichaels was former law enforcement. He was supposedly informally deputized over a text message. Did you know you could do that? Anyway, that's not nothing to laugh about. This is Free for All Friday. If I'm not talking about it, of course, you guys can bring it up. If you're in the text, you know, you'll put it out there in the text. I'll look at it. But, yeah, this thing is, see, with, first of all, I know a lot of people are going to draw comparisons to Trayvon Martin and to Ferguson, Michael Brown. Trayvon Martin, this is where, Trayvon Martin was where two wrongs did not make a right. Andrew Zimmerman should never have gotten out of his car. And the only thing that saved his, the only saving grace for him was that he was trying to get back to his car when he was attacked. And then when he was attacked, he shot him point blank, because that's all he could do, because he was having his head hammered into a concrete sidewalk. Michael Brown, on the other hand, and the cop that was out there Michael Brown had tried to rob a strong arm robbery, and they were looking for him. He tried to attack the cop. He tried to take the cop's gun. The guy shot him and blew his thumb off, and Michael Brown turned around and was rushing at him. And Michael Brown was a big guy. And this is the thing. This is where everybody's going to make the comparisons, because they're going to be like, Trayvon Martin was unarmed and Michael Brown was unarmed. Just like our robbery, he was unarmed, so it was okay to shoot him. Here's the thing. The guy chasing Ferguson in Ferguson was a cop. And that's the thing where people are out there. I saw something in the text line to where police officers should be held to the same standard as civilians when it comes to a self-defense shooting. Police officers, they have something called qualified immunity because they have to go. When they get a call, they have to go. Now, the Supreme Court has held that they don't have to defend. They cannot and are not required to protect any one individual. They are societal. But I, on the other hand, as a concealed carrier, I have no obligation. If I can be sitting there armed to the teeth and watch Hannibal Lecter at a buffet taking out people and putting them in the buffet, and there's nothing compelling me to engage him. Now, I probably would, but there's no moral or legal thing saying that I have to engage him. So, you know, that's the difference between me and a police officer. Now, the other thing about the good thing about being me is that I just have to be I have to be concerned for my life, for imminent bodily danger or death. And with me, it's a pretty low bar anymore since the heart attack. So if somebody rolls up on me and they're coming up there saying, I'm going to dust you, old man. Well, hope you got your affairs in order, son. And that's about it. I mean, but that's the big thing. And yes, I do see that. They did. I don't want to be misleading. They did call 911. But what they did when they called 911 was apparently they saw something. And Mr. McMichaels called his son Travis and said, come on, let's go. And on the 911 call, they started out on their hot pursuit. Hey, Bill, we're in the car listening to you on radio.com on our way to Constitutional Carry, West Virginia, to visit the in-laws. There's only one good Virginia right now, and it's West Virginia. So, anyway. The Arbery thing, we're going to learn more about it. I've heard the defense attorneys for the McMichaels saying, we're going to prove that this was exactly what we say it was, blah, blah, blah. And this is most of these things you're going to hear coming up for the next little bit is going to be leaks from either the defense attorneys or the prosecution. So let's just sit back and watch this unfold and hope that justice is done, because that's what we should all hope for. When we get back, more on the media, just because they deserve everything I'm about to give them. You're listening to 106.3 WORD.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Friday free for all. This is the Bobby Mack Show. Bobby's out somewhere chasing down cars right now. Bobby's just wicked fast since he became the cyborg. The Ingalls Advantage talk line is 800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. Gerald in Cowpens and Ralph in Spartanburg, I'm sorry I didn't see it, and I'm sorry I didn't get to you as fast as I should have. If you would do me the honor and call back, I will do my very utmost to make sure that we make that happen. Now then, I'm not one to get out there. I don't like to be generalizing. You know what I mean? I don't like to paint with that broad stroke of the brush. But, I'm just going to say this. If leftists, they suck. They do. They suck. They're the most miserable people I've ever seen. They're constantly worried about what I'm doing. They're constantly worried about what I'm saying. They want to tell me what I can eat. They want to tell me where I can go. You know, I just can't stand them. So, now I could make the distinction and I could say leftists suck, or I could say reporters suck, except it's a little bit, it's sort of being redundant in most of it. So the fact is they both do, but reporters don't have to. Leftists always do, because their trash ideology is terrible. And no matter how terrible it is, they adhere to it anyway. Now, reporters could be no-holds-barred truth-tellers who could not care less, whose agenda they skewer or narrative they shatter in pursuit of the truth. Theoretically, that's true. In theory. And even though most of them merely aspire to be a skeevy prog transcriptionist, typing out ham-handed propaganda to to please their pinko masters. They actually have an option. Let's us go to Ray in Simpsonville talking about the Georgia shooting. Yes, sir. What can I do for you? Ray. Yes, sir.
I agree with you that the gentlemen that tried to apprehend Mr. Aubrey were wildly mistaken to do so. But my comment is, if you watch the video, it appears that Mr. Aubrey went to the right side of the road to avoid the person in the middle of the road with the shotgun.
Right.
But then as soon as he got past the front of the truck, it looks like he turned 90 degrees to the left and charged the fellow with the shotgun. And my comment is that if he had just kept on running down the street or done something else besides charging the guy with the shotgun, he may not have been shot.
Well, here's the thing about Ahmaud Arbery. I saw a video of him where some cops just rolled on him, and he lost his mind. I mean, dude had a temper on him. And the problem is, if those guys, we don't know what was said, you know? I don't know what was said. And
I agree, sir. If
that guy rolled up on him with that shotgun and said, "Halt right there, I got some questions for you." Well, you know, that's not exactly killing him with kindness.
I agree, and that had the guy not been standing there with the shotgun, it wouldn't have happened either. I'm not placing fault one way or the other. I'm just saying it was a very unfortunate circumstance. And
absolutely,
I'm a veteran myself and a CWP, and I would never consider charging a guy with a shotgun from 10 feet away. I would either keep on running or throw myself prostrate on the ground.
Well, I mean, the fact of the matter is that I shoot about 1,000 rounds a month. And shooting at a moving target, even as much as I shoot, is a very, very difficult proposition. With a shotgun, which is going to, you know, I'd have to know what it was loaded with. Was it a slug? Was it buckshot? Was it something that's going to scatter with a big pattern? I don't know. I don't know the answers to that. There's a lot of scientific things to ask about it. And like you said, it's a very, very unfortunate circumstance. And these guys, the McMichaels, the son and the father, I mean, their lives are over. Their lives are over. One guy's dead, and their lives are over, and the town has got a smear on it now. They've got a smear on it. Just the way they did that. The DA that came out there and said, listen, this was a righteous shoot, but I'm recusing myself. the whole thing is an unfortunate incident. I do agree with you on that one.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, and have a good day.
Have a good Memorial Day, everybody. Memorial. Hey, listen, for those of you that are out there sitting around going, you know, I want to have a big blowout, but I feel like I should be somber because it's Memorial Day. Listen, everybody that gave their life for this country, gave their life for the country so the country could be America. So the country could be the United States. So you would not have to do it. Everybody that is a veteran or a deceased veteran, we all went places that none of you want to go. We did things you didn't want to do against people you don't want to meet. And we did it voluntarily because we didn't want you to have to meet them. Better for us to take it to them than them to bring it to us, right? So if you want to make this veteran happy on Memorial Day, go out and celebrate that you live in America. And that there were people that were willing to set the tone to where you could go out there and grill a steak and, drink too much beer and then regret it on Tuesday when you go to work. on the text line, Bill, on your comments earlier, thanks for calling out Sean Hannity. His New York blood has a hint of blue, just saying thanks. Listen, he's a guy, Hannity's a guy that claims to be a gun owner, but when you get out there and you say, I'm a gun owner, so I know what I'm talking about, I don't know. Another text. Rise of crime seems parallel with the rise of TV viewing, television increase if you take 60-year data. That could be possible. That's a possibility. That could be very possible. Back to the garbage. If the reporters were not human cesspools, what would they be doing right now? How would they be dealing with the tidal wave of Twitter blue check lies and the Frito-Con dung that we're seeing in the wave of the bat biter bronchitis? they would not be like whoever Olivia Nuzzi is. She's a 20-something former Anthony Weiner staffer, and while she was a bit older than his target demo, what she lacked in youth was probably made up for in mindless progressivism. She's the one who asked President Trump that stupid coronavirus NAM question, demonstrating what she knows about as much about the Vietnam War as the leftist hero Senator Dick in the Schiff Blumenthal. Just wait till she finds out that America's intervention in Vietnam was initiated by a leftist Democrat. Regardless, if reporters were not trash, what would reporters do when they were faced with stupidity like this from the bloviating Democrats and their adolescent stooges that are just everywhere? Have you noticed how young they seem? It would be easy to say treat them like Republicans, but tongue-lashing newsmakers are no more appropriate than tongue-bathing them. Instead, if we were faced with obvious talking points, they might choose to ask questions that force the subject to reveal and examine his premise. You know, actually try to get an answer out of this cat. Who knows if enough reporters actually force politicians to explain the manifest manure that they spew, they might spew less manifest manure. Like, for example, one of my favorites, Trump lied, people died. This is the Democrats trying to make this into a fetch idea for the Biden 2020 election themes. The ideas they want to transmit is that by the acts or omissions of acts by Donald J. Trump, tens of thousands of Americans are now unnecessarily dead. What about the rest of the world? Now, without a doubt, like if you get out there and say, if you were to look at Sweden, they didn't have, but you know, like I said, people, the unfortunate thing is that people die prematurely every day. Big numbers. You know, I'd like to ask the question, given the fact that the Democrats are out there saying, come to Chinatown, ride the subway, I'd like to know what the death rate would look like under President Biden. That's a pretty basic question that no one ever asks that bozo. And you have to have a scale to measure these things by. Where is the cutoff between a good outcome and a bad outcome? Is 10,000 dead okay? 20,000? What's the number? All we know is that one death is unacceptable. If it weren't, the Democrats would cast off floating Ted Kennedy the minute he showed up with a neck brace and a martini. If Trump is the cause of all deaths in America, what's the cause of all the deaths in Europe and Asia? It's sort of fair for me to ask these accusers to explain some of this nonsense. Then again, I may need, you know, my mind just works in a crazy way. I may just need therapy. I don't know. We'll find out. We'll figure it out. We're on Free for All Friday. We'll be right back. You're listening to 106.3 WORD.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
I was going to say this is Free for All Friday, and it sort of when I think about that, it sort of sounds like a muddy mosh pit where we're getting our shoulders dislocated as we bang into each other. But I don't know if that would be Stray Cats that would be playing at it. It'd be something a little more violent, I think. I'm not sure about that. Right now, Moneypenny's laughing at me because she finds that amusing, I guess. I don't know. The Ingalls Advantage talk line is 800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. I put this out there. If you guys want us to try to do some sort of a shooting event here in the upstate, and, you know, let me know on the text line. Some people seem to think that I know how to shoot. I don't even know why they would think that. I don't. Anyway, Moneypenny would be there if it's on the weekend. Anyway, in the past several weeks, we've seen Hillary Clinton. She put down the Chardonnay long enough to be able to form a cognitive sentence. And, you know, Rahm Emanuel, he's come out of the closet and, you know, which I'm talking about the exile closet, not the other one. And they dusted off the oldie but the goodie leftist Democrat mantra. Never allow a crisis to go to waste. You know, I know a lot of people say this all the time. Do you understand how callous that is? What they're basically saying is that if something bad happens, we're going to do something and we're going to get a little political gain out of that. So here's the crisis here today. We're facing tens of thousands, even if John Lott is correct and it's 30% high, we're still facing tens of thousands of deaths, 30 million plus lost American jobs. And here we have this Democratic strategy, all based upon flawed information. It's a bunch of junk. So this stir fry and die pandemic crisis may be the Democrats' best chance ever. Here's the problem. This is how they think this is going to play. This is how they think they're going to get out there. They are salivating at the opportunity to turn us in America into a socialist third world country. This is a 2020 version of Cloward and Piven, for those of you that know what that means. A big part of this strategy during this crisis is to keep America on lockdown as long as possible. And all of this, of course, is Trump's fault. Trump's fault. Trump got out there, orange man bad. You understand what I'm saying? The short-term goal is to defeat Trump this November by blaming him for the economic crash and the millions of lost jobs and lives. When the media started getting out there saying 2.2 million people are going to die because of that garbage in, garbage out computer modeling coming out of England, and everybody just went, I mean, lost their minds over this. What else was supposed to happen? Trump put it out there. He said the governors in charge of their states have at it. Some states locked down, some didn't. Some completely locked down, some said you can get out. You understand what I'm saying. Their long-term goal is the ultimate prize. The Democrats hope to increase their voter base with possibly millions of people newly dependent on government assistance. Oh, but there's such a problem with that one. You see, the government assistance is going to end soon. What is it, June or July? This elevated unemployment that they're getting paid? Yeah. I find it interesting that they got elevated unemployment and Social Security didn't get elevated. But, I'm just musing out loud. This elevated unemployment that a lot of people are staying home because they're making more money staying at home than if they went to work. This is going to set up a couple of things that are going to change the dynamic to a degree to where things might become kinetic. The longer people stay away from these companies that need them to work to gather that higher unemployment, the harder it is for these companies to stay in business. So one day, if the company goes as far as it can, even with all these SBA loans and free money and everything they've been passing around, they still got to produce something. These are all stopgap measures. This is not a skin graft. This is a small little round circular Band-Aid. Some of these people are going to stay out of work till the business where they work that they think is going to be there so they can go back to it. It's going to be gone. And then what? And then what? Now, you got some states that are now beginning to ease the business shutdowns and stay-at-home restrictions, and We've still got unemployment numbers that are going to be incredibly high and possibly well into the summer. And unemployment numbers like these have not been seen in America since the Great Depression. Now, the good thing is the underlying economy was never, there was never a problem with the underlying economy. There was no shortcoming to it. So if we can get it fired back up, it ought to bounce back hard. But that's a theory right now. That's just, you know, there's no guarantees in anything. It's just like life. There's no risk-averse way to do it. The only problem is that while the Democrats are trying to extend the national lockdown, here's the problem. There are a lot of people that said, I need toilet paper. And then for some reason, monkey see, monkey do, toilet paper just vanished overnight. I mean, it's just gone. Although I didn't have to, I haven't bought any and I haven't, well, actually I did. I did buy some once. I bought the Costco size that I had to strap to the top of my car because it was so big. That one, yeah. That does count as buying some, doesn't it? A lot of people wanted to buy guns. They'd been told in certain states that you could buy a gun on the interwebs and it'd be shipped to your house, right? They'd been told that you know, buying a gun was easier to buy than buying a head of broccoli or something. Guess what? It actually is a little more difficult than to do that. And, you know, you have to fill out something called a 4473. If you do that incorrectly, it's a felony. There's a lot of things that go along with it. And then in certain cases, like here in South Carolina, you are subject to the instant background check. And if you don't pass it the first time, they then have 3 days. And if they haven't heard back from the FBI by that time, they have to let you have it. That's a check on the state there. That's a check on government. So all of these leftist socialists that are out there that the leftist socialist Democrats are hoping to bring into the fold and expand the voter rolls into the new utopia that they hope to, you know, the new people's place. A lot of them are going to get out there and say, I'm not buying that. I'm really not buying that. Because a lot of people that voted for Trump were happy. The economy was busting. Unemployment was anemic. And the Democrats think we're going to make it worse and you guys will come to us. What do you call that kind of an illness? I don't know. I don't want to get out there and get in no trouble. When we get back, we're going to talk about the unscientific method. Can we do that? We'll do that. Let's do that. I think so. You're listening to 106.3 WORD. I've actually been in the room when they record those kind of things, those promos and everything. It's quite cool, actually. Yes, this is the Bobby Mac Show. I am your guest host, Bill Frady. The Ingalls Advantage talk line is 800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. Here's one of my biggest problems with this. Whenever you're going to use a mathematical model to justify proposed public policy, and you get predictions that turn out to vary widely from their what ultimately happens, we should be skeptical of this when we're examining this, and we should definitely take some time before we execute any sort of a public policy plan. So, this Imperial College that I talked about earlier in the show, they overestimated the lethality of this virus by 95%. That's a problem, people. That's a problem. So, the code behind the model has actually been looked at, and there's a unknown. I don't know his name, but it's a good source. A former Google senior software engineer with 30 years in the field reviewed it. And it is long and technical, but here's one of the many problems the reviewer identified. Non-deterministic outputs. Due to bugs, the code can produce very different results given identical inputs. They routinely act as if this is unimportant. The reason you give out the code when you're doing one of these things is these scientists, these peers, are going to execute the equation the same way you did, and they expect to come out with the same result you got. If you get out there and you do it three different times and you come up with three different results, This is what they would refer to in the statistician business as faulty. So anyway, problem with the code. This problem makes the code unusable for scientific purposes, given that a key part of the scientific method is the ability to replicate results. Without replication, the findings might not be real at all, as the field of psychology has been finding out to its cost. Even if their original code was released, it's apparent that the same numbers as in Report 9, whatever that was, might not come out of it. And then we get the conclusion. All papers based on this code should be retracted immediately. Imperial's modeling efforts should be reset with a new team that isn't under Professor Ferguson and which has a commitment to replicable results with published code from day one. On a personal level, I'd go further and suggest all academic epidemiology be defunded. This sort of work is best done by the insurance sector. Interesting. Insurers employ modelers and data scientists, but they also employ managers whose job is to decide whether a model is accurate enough for the real world, and professional software engineers to ensure model software is properly tested, understandable, and so on. Academic efforts don't have these people, and the results speak for themselves. So basically what you had on the text line, Fauci kept changing models to try to find one to panic people with. It worked. This first one has been rebuffed and rebuked and pulled apart so many times now. We should all be sitting back laughing at ourselves. We should be throwing beer on each other. It should look like an Animal House party. We're not, though. We're not. It's not news that governments and academic managers usually do not have the commercial experience to produce workable models or the discipline to employ competent managers to ensure their product, in this case modeling software, is tested and understandable. But it has been ongoing in the UK high-tech industries for some time. So basically they have been they've been incorrect for some time. This is all a farce based upon a fraudulent model based on, this is the same thing we do. This is the same thing they do with climate change. Well, we fed the information into the model, and we've decided that very soon here on the planet Earth, we are going to be seeing that Johnny Cash song, Burning Wheel of Fire. Okay, what's your proof? What? We have to stop everything right now. We have to stop using cars and burning fossil fuel and all this other stuff, and we have to rely upon unicorn tears and marijuana in the streets. All right. Let's make this flip one more time, shall we? You're listening to 106.3 WORD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.